Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opened with some Jackson Job discussion and a mock draft. If that wets your whistle, Odyssey Rewind, no problem. But I want to get into this because this is not a discussion about the way it is. It's a bit of a reckoning. And let me explain. So both schools have now been affected by this. Now, clearly, the Michigan State side is a deeper connection. Trey Holloman hit the portal. Sixth man, team captain, dude, you know, got into it with two Michigan players, Spartan dog, whatever you want to call it. Holloman has hit the portal. On the Michigan side, Trey Donaldson has hit the portal. Three late game daggers to propel your season, to help you win the Big Ten tournament. Mm-hmm. Kind of really became a tough spark plug element of Dusty May's first season. Now, the Holloman thing is different because he's an older player. The reason I set it up this way is the following. There is no slander about either young man. I'm not mad at either kid. I can laugh at the situation. Not mad at either kid. But Evan Jenkins, his favorite sport on earth is college basketball, and Evan Jenkins is a Michigan State basketball fan. Evan Jenkins said to me, and this is just a straight quote, I don't even know what I'm rooting for anymore. What's the point? And I told him, you're starting to sound like me. And here's the thing, for Spartan fans, you know, they were all up in arms yesterday when I said, look, I don't think the portal is going to be kind to State. And here we are, step one. And this is a guy who you thought was yours. This was the guy you thought was the safest guy to not go anywhere. He's a Spartan. Cried in the locker room the other night. He kissed the S, the whole bit. Captain, the whole deal. Guess what? I just want to make this announcement to you, and I think Rico will agree with me. Guys, no one is safe. No one is your guy. And politely, and I'm not trying to be rude, but this is nothing different than prostitutes and pimps. Okay? The pimp calls and says you're going to Texas A&M for X amount of money. It ain't no different than old Don Juan and his goblet telling you you got an appointment with Bill from Arlington in room 483. And we're only going to be there a year.
Well, I said it the same way, except for you said I need to get something to eat. But yes, you're right.
But you get my point. Evan is shook because he's like, well, if Trey's not going to be loyal, no one will.
Because you went in 24 hours for feeling for this kid. And I'm talking about Trey Holloman. You're not on social media, Mike, but it was all over him crying at the locker and how the only thing missing was malnourished puppies and Sarah McLachlan music. Like, it was that sad him.
Can someone please edit Trey crying in the locker room to Sarah McLachlan's I Will Remember You?
Mike,
please.
You don't have to. Because honestly, if you need a pick-me-up, you want to watch one of those commercials instead of watching him.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. And then cutscene 24 hours later, hey, I'm going to hop in the portal and I'm going to see where I end up and, you know, things and stuff. And this was a guy that, yes, he defended the logo so much so that Izzo broke tradition and said, Trey, you could go kiss the logo. You're not a senior, but you earned it tonight.
He played his last game.
And as soon as you said that, I'm thinking like, wow, maybe Izzo knew something we didn't know.
Now, from the Michigan side, look, it's a false equivalency for me to turn Trey Holloman and Trey Donaldson into the same thing. Donaldson is a young kid, but he had a big impact on your season.
Well, I mean, this is going to be his second transfer because he came from Auburn.
Well, now you go, you know what? Hey, Trey Donaldson is going to step into a leadership role next year. He's got the late game mentality. He's tough as nails.
Right.
Guess what? He may not even be here. Does this affect your ability to love the game? And I know with college football, Rico, it's different because there's 110 players per team. And they wear helmets. Like, they're a bit faceless. Oh, this guy left. And you're like, who? Basketball, you know your players more.
Yeah.
So for state, look, I don't think that's the end of the portal defections.
No. And, I don't either.
Well, so
I'm
why are you making things up?
I don't think so.
You don't know anything about Spartan Athletics.
You're right. I don't. Yeah. Put it this way. I think Jaden Akins will be a dying breed.
He's a unicorn. Last of his kind.
I think that will be the last guy that you'll see is a recruit. He'll stay for 4 years,
yeah,
and then he'll leave a Spartan.
So I want to ask the question to both Michigan and Michigan State fans. And look, if you're not a huge college basketball fan, you can still partake in this because it's very hard for me to view any college athletics as having any meaning anymore. You can watch it. You know the logos. You know the games, but none of it feels organic anymore. It's just pimps and prostitutes. None of it's real. I mean, think about it. Every year, I have to wait for this. Recruit my own roster?
Yep.
Why are you here?
No, you're right. So I guess the Final Four is what, the players' ball?
It is. I hate you. It's just
as John Shire gets up to, I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate you.
I hate your guts. That's what it feels like. And if Trey Holloman, who's as green as it gets, bolts, and watch him end up in conference. Watch there be some homecoming, and he's like Nico Medved's first player at Minnesota. Then tell me about loyalty and kissing the logo and all the rest. I'm just done with the ability to be passionate. I can follow it. I can't take it seriously.
No, but here's the funny thing, because I asked Evan, 2 weeks later, he decides, I made a mistake.
And he comes back.
I'm a Spartan for life. Is all forgiven? Do you just say, yeah, you know, I get it, and you're back, and you're the guy to defend the floor? Or now do you look at him as, well, they probably offered you more money, so why you're back.
Here's the other problem I have, and I can't prove this. I'm not claiming to have the answer. I'm telling you how I feel. And the last I checked, that's what I'm paid to do. I feel like these guys, not just Trey and Trey, but like in general, you can't tell me in a sport that has no rules, and there are none, and it has no organization, no oversight, I have a hard time believing these guys don't already have pre-organized deals, that their agent already knows where they're going. Evan Jenkins stormed the studio like William Wallace, minus the kilt.
Well, as I storm the studio, players are storming out of East Lansing. Xavier Booker now hit the transfer portal.
Hold on. This ranks right up there with Zion Williamson out for the season. There's my shock face.
Yeah, I know. It's just one after another. One day on a 12-man roster.
I kind of think that's when we all knew.
Yeah, I think that's best for both parties. I hope he enjoys SIU Edwardsville.
You know what? I think, you know, Butler, I think would be a good place.
That's an insult to Butler.
Not an insult to Butler. Butler would be great for him.
As team manager. So listen, Evan, we brought you up your fandom. You've had a couple hours to think about this. We're trying to get the people engaged on it. Are you basically telling me a lot of your fandom died today because Trey felt like the ultimate Spartan, team captain?
Well, who the hell do you root for anymore? You can't have alliance to a player anymore. The days where I'm being told you can't criticize a college player, well, that's out the window.
That's gone.
It's completely out the window. And when I said, listen, I was very irritated with the young man on Sunday going 0 for 10. I'm yelling, take him out of the game because Tom Izzo will take people out for less and he just let them there. I don't feel bad for players anymore because guess what? You know what that crying makes me think? That he knew he was gone.
And you just walked into this. I was bringing it up to Rico and I'm not making an accusation. I want to be crystal clear. No one can take this out of context. It is a feeling I have that in a lot of these portal things, the agent has said, here's the school, here's the money, we gone. It feels pre-orchestrated, Why do I feel that way? Because there's no checks and balances. Who are these agents?
Yeah. Well, they have names. They put names to them.
Who do they report to? Who's the oversight?
They have to be NCAA approved, but that's about it.
They're tampering. What's tampering? If you ain't tampering, you ain't trying.
Well, I mean, there's no punishment for tampering.
So henceforth, there ain't no rule about tampering.
Here's how you'll know if there was a deal already in place. If by the end of the week, either Trey is already at some other school.
Yeah,
when you know.
And I'm not
accusing. They come out with, I'm down to two schools. Wait, you just hopped in the portal. How are you down to two schools?
I'm not accusing either guy. I'm saying in general, it is the feeling I get. But look,
the longer this goes, then I think that's when I asked Evan. Maybe he comes back. Would you be able to just set it aside? And
well, then you should have handled your business privately, if that's the case.
Just wanted a raise, you do it privately. You don't need to go into the portal and extort the school.
Well, and
here's the other thing.
But it worked for Myles Garrett.
Trey, with all due respect, I'm ignoring that comment. You're a sixth man. You're limited. You're not an NBA player. I love your guts. I love your toughness. But I'm not doing that.
But his person will say, you were a starter, and you took the demotion to let Jakes flourish.
So what? I'm supposed to pay you for that?
Well, and it's...
And you were team captain.
And I was told how great the culture is, but if he's being a sourpuss about that and is like, I'm going to leave anyway, it's not about who starts the game, it's about who finishes.
I don't think it's about a culture.
There is no culture!
It's money.
The culture is dinero. It's money.
Yeah, but that's what I was told all year long was the culture that Tom Izzo has.
Narrative. Tom's culture, yes. When college basketball programs, when Dean Smith had a culture, when the great coaches build great programs, they become synonymous with each other.
Right.
It's all gone.
Yeah, all the players who went there, you're like, you know what? You're just an upgraded version of this player. You're an upgraded version of that player. The culture ranks right up there with the war drill.
Right. So my point is, in absence of culture, what the hell is college sports?
Well, and what I'm going to be curious about is Michigan State has always been famous for bringing back the former players to come talk to the team. If I'm a former player, why would I come and talk? Well, you guys love Michigan State today, but tomorrow, who knows?
248-539-9797. Trey Holloman to the portal for State. Trey Donaldson to the portal for Michigan. Both important players. Both represented something. What does it do to your college fandom? Then again, there's only so much you can do with it. I know they're not all Americans. I'm making a point. No one is safe. There is no culture. I struggle with it. I can watch Michigan State basketball. I'll always root for the team in green to beat whoever they're playing. But the passion? No. How can you possibly be? That's why I got so upset last week when morons began like screaming and yelling. It's like, how can any of you be passionate about this? And then, by the way, you're the guy who lives in Texas and never went to the school, and I got to listen to you make fun of mine. And I'm going, what are we even doing? None of this is real. All right. So look, the conversation, what's up? Oh, your man Zion. Look, the conversation is simple. You guys don't need to get lost in the weeds and go, oh my God, Trey Holloman, Trey Donaldson. It's just about, does it attack your ability to care? Like, look at the Final Four this weekend. It has really very little to do with program, with roster building long term, with coaching. Those things matter, but you know the only thing that really matters? Money. Money. And please, I beg of you, don't be lazy and tell me it's always been that way. It simply has not. Okay? What we're dealing in now, and guys, I wish you knew what some of these players are asking for. You would laugh your balls off. Players aren't asking for some $25,000 or $50,000 raise. You have backups who've never accomplished a damn thing asking for $500,000. Okay? So we're dealing in something quite different. There is no pay structure.
Mm-hmm.
There is no incentive-laden deals. There are no deals. In fact, you can't sign a kid to a multi-year deal. So I know where I stand on it. I'm done yelling about it. I can just tell you it's killed my passion for it. You know, I guess that's where I want to hear from you guys. And whether it's football or basketball, yeah, I mean, Trey Donaldson to me was a building block for U of M. That's a tough-minded, talented young guard who, I know I'm probably overstating it, but man, when you hit big shots and big moments, I label you a killer. Trey Donaldson had he was a bit of a killer.
Yeah, he would take step out, hit that logo three, and it's just like, wow, didn't expect you to make that shot, but he did it effortlessly. And Mike, he was going to be both Trey's are going to be senior leaders at both schools next year.
And now they're gone. Yeah. So, yeah, it makes it hard to bother. So, yeah, that's, and again, it's football too. You know, the football thing is just a different version of this because so many players move around and I lose track of it. And then you come out of your slumber in July and you're like, wait, who dis?
For basketball, it was an evolution because I felt this way years ago when the one and dones, and it was just like, okay, if you got too many NBA ready players, you're constantly flipping your roster. But then it was we're going to go get the 4-year players and you know what? We're going to slow cook this thing. And it was like, okay, I'll at least know who these guys are. Now it's, man, every year it's a community college. You don't know who's playing for your team until the season starts. And you're like, oh, okay, these are our guys. Yeah. Let's see what happens. And if the year goes south, you can't say, well, next year this guy's going to be so much better for us because next year he could be playing on the opposite bench.
Here's the other problem, right? Look at what we just did with the mock draft thing. And the Arizona Cardinals are selecting James Pierce. The things that came out from James Pierce, I'm only here for 1 year. I'm only here for the money. I'm leaving for the league. That's direct NIL consequence. Mm-hmm. The coaches at Tennessee met the kid's demands, paid him his money, right? I got my money.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to me? So this idea, look, guys, I'm not telling you players shouldn't get paid. I've never said that. And I don't have a problem with players having a level of flexibility and maneuverability the way coaches do, which I know you agree with. But Rico, the idea that there is no culture, or at best it's fleeting, then what is college sports at all?
Dude, college sports is
professional. I'll tell you what it is.
It's professional.
It's pimps and prostitutes.
It's professional. It's right now, if you get it, it's free agency. If you get into the portal now, you can make sure you get the most money because who knows if you go into the portal later, team may not have, you know what? You should have called us before this guy called us because we gave all our money to him.
Okay, you got an appointment in room 238. How's it any different? You just cashed in everything. You might like the school. You may love the coach. You may be developing. You may love your teammates. Whatever. Right. Gone.
But see,
so then what's the point of it?
See, and I wonder how many of it is, I want to see how much money I can make. I'm sorry, David.
No. You first. You go. Then him.
How much money I can make rather than...
I'm landing a plane over here.
Here's what I want. Here's what I think I'm worth. Can you pay me this money? And all of a sudden, I'll have love for this program again.
I want to challenge
you. You're not wrong. That's just the sickest thing I've ever heard.
It is. And I want to challenge you.
I had something to eat, so, you know.
On one thing you said, because everyone says it, and it's free agency. I disagree. It's free for all.
Yes.
Because in free agency, at least you can go out there with a guy that was signed this year in the NFL free agency or NBA. He's there for 2, 3,
David,
maybe
free
4 years.
Agency is earned by grown-ass men.
Correct.
Guys who paid the toll.
Correct.
They got drafted to a situation they may not have wanted to be in. Mm-hmm. Too bad.
That's
play.
It. That's it. Because everyone's texting and saying, well, Donaldson's leaving because his replacement is there. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, man. Be a big boy. Be a big boy.
David,
you're here. Stay here.
And
what are we doing?
If you want to end the free agency, make them sign contracts. Well, it's a collective bargaining agreement. I don't care.
Let
somebody sue me first.
Oh,
but
goodness.
You know what, Mike? I'll pay you this money. You ain't going nowhere. We're not doing this again next year. Do you accept these terms? But collective bargaining, don't care. Do you want the money?
Well, hold on. How do you yell collective bargaining? Didn't they sign Underwood to a 4-year deal?
Well,
but it's not a 4-year deal. It's like a 1-year deal, but if you stay, it could be worth X.
It's renewable.
Right. I was just about to bring up his name because for all these Michigan fans out there, I'm not going to be surprised in a year if he's gone.
No, please don't do that.
Because it's the way of the world.
No,
it's
David,
going
David,
to happen.
Don't.
Oh, God. I don't want to deal with those people
today. It's actually how you got them. He was down there saying, go Tigers.
I got to go.
No, but
Kenny, we got to go rake the leaves. I got
to
go.
I'm sorry,
you
man.
But no. You have to say, here's the deal. Here's your money. And you know what? I'll treat it like this. Hey, Holloman, you win Big Ten Player of the Year. Here's your bonus. You earned it. Right. There you go. Your first team all Big Ten. There you go.
I just know if you're a Michigan or a Michigan State fan, you've always taken pride when certain players feel like they truly represent your program.
Yeah.
Okay? You want to call me a boomer and make fun of me, you do whatever you want. But there are certain guys that are true blue, certain guys that are Spartan dogs, and in the absence of that, there's nothing left. It's just empty logos. These people don't care about the things you care about.
Because right now, I mean, it's like for football back in the day, to me, Mike Hart was Mr. Michigan.
Yes, Jake Long, another guy that I always associated as that dude is all about Michigan. John Jansen,
yeah.
Who sits in this studio. Yeah. And I busted John's chops. He was in a bad spot earlier, but you know.
But yeah,
bottom
but,
line,
but
John represented guys. The program.
Right.
That's dead.
There's Draymond Green. Yeah, I'm going to hit the portal.
Like, you know what? Day-Day, in today's world, he'd play for three schools.
Huh? Probably.
And for all Spartan fans who want to do, this is the other thing that drives me nuts.
He was already at Kentucky.
Spartan fans get all upset. Our program. No, your program isn't different. Our program isn't different. It's all the same everywhere. Or if you want to run it the way you used to run it, let me show you what you have in store for you. You're never winning it. So it's simple. Is this version of sports college sports for you or not? I hesitate to even call it college sports. Let me ask you a question. Chad Baker Mazzara, a kid for Auburn. Mm-hmm. How do you possibly even begin to have a curriculum when you've gone to four schools in 4 years? The answer is you don't. It's not college sports. And no, I'm not asking these guys to be brain surgeons. I'm not under any illusion. But could you at least try to have an academic component to this? Otherwise, just make it Spartan or Wolverine Athletics brought to you by Built Bar. That's all it is. Loosely associated Wolverine Athletics to the University of Michigan, brought to you by Smartwater. Because it's not college sports.
No.
David said it. It's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
It's stupid. And I wish all the best to Trey Donaldson and Trey Holloman.
But this goes back to an old conversation. The NCAA, come up with a czar or commissioner, and you could put an end to this at any moment. You embrace the chaos.
You hit the bell.
All right.
No, I'm serious. You're right.
All right, David. We're talking about the transfer portal. You've had Trey Holloman, Trey Donaldson entering into the portal, and we're asking the people, 248-539-9797, does this affect your fandom? Is it make it difficult for you to actually like your team and actually want to root for your team? Or is it no big deal for you? A couple ticket texts, and then we'll get to the phone lines.
I'm done. I have not missed an MSU hoops game in 10 years, but I'm officially out. This has gutted me. Someone else says, of course they are pre-orchestrated. How many of these players enter with a do not contact tag?
We're
not supposed to know what that means.
Yeah, that's already, the deal is there, and certain people can call me, and it ain't you.
Another person says, Mike, I'm sorry David just kicked the nest. That was uncalled for. I'm sorry for what's about to happen. I hope you make it through.
I didn't do anything. David threw the hat up in the air. The Michigan hat.
Yes, that's exactly what I did. Someone else says, I stopped watching due to the portal. College sports, they're broken. Used to love it. Now I'm just indifferent.
I think part of it for me, too, is the ascension of the NFL to make up roughly 80% of the sports oxygen. I don't need college the way I used to. It's just not the same. And I mean, like, It this past year, it really hit me, Rico. It's like, you and I both like rivalries that don't involve our team. I like rivalry games. Like, it's fun to watch LSU Ole Miss. It's fun to watch Army-Navy, Florida State-Miami, whatever it is. And you start looking at, like, what are these rivalries? What are they if no one is familiar with the school and no one stayed at the school? Like, what does it even mean?
Right. Like for me, dirty little secret, like how you like Army-Navy, I always like watching Indiana-Purdue hoops. It's fun to watch because they hate each other in that state, and you know it's always going to be a good game, except for it was an all-new Indiana roster this year. It's going to be an all-new Indiana roster next year.
Which means it's not a rivalry.
Think about the rivalry here. Michigan-Michigan State hoops. After the game, your center decided, yeah, we lost the game. I'm going to go ahead and propose to my girlfriend. What? Is it, really? Well, I couldn't score on the court, so.
That's, again, inappropriate, and you need a snack. You're out of line.
No, but it's
get this guy some Cheez-Its, Evan. He's out of his mind today. Let me go to the people. We'll go to Philip, 97.1. Phil, what's going on, buddy?
Not too much. How are you guys doing today?
Good, hey, Philip.
Listen, man, I look at it like this. You got two different types of change in this world. You have things in this life that if you don't change along with it, it's going to run you over. And then you have things in this life that you can look back and say, you know what? I've had my run. It's no longer for me. And that's where I am with college sports. It's no longer for me. Today's college athletics, I call it legalized SMU. That's all it is. My thing is, though, for the Jalen Rose and people of that ilk that have this opinion that college took advantage of them and that that education means nothing, and I hope I'm wrong, but when these smaller schools make the decision that they're no longer going to participate and they're going to drop this sport and they're going to drop that sport, my question to those people, the parents of those students, how much does college mean at that time when these schools drop football, when some of these schools just say, you know what, we're going to drop down to Division II? How much does it mean then? Because right now, all it is a bunch of mercenaries. And it is what it is. I look at it like this. Guys, everything that we grew up with, nothing is what it used to be. Hollywood isn't what it used to be. Nothing. It is what it is. It's all about money and what can you do for me? How much can you pay me?
Well, and that's and I mean, Philip, like, state fans got all up in arms yesterday because I said if this is MSU's approach with their current budget, they're never winning a championship. That has nothing to do with Tom Izzo other than the fact if he puts a stop to wanting to spend more. But Tom Izzo's a very good basketball coach, Hall of Fame. God forbid I say great Wolverine fans are going to yell at me. The point I'm making is it is just about money. It's it. You have no chance if you don't spend. I can't guarantee if you do it'll work. I just guarantee if you don't, it won't. You know,
spend, it buys your seat at the table.
Yeah, it's like the LA Dodgers, right? I can't guarantee they're going to win the World Series every year, but the LA Dodgers spending what they're spending, if you're not going to come close to that, you will not win one. Yeah. Like I keep telling Tiger fans this, 29 of the last 30 years, a top 15 payroll has won the World Series in MLB. Period. Those are facts. It's real. Mm-hmm. If you don't spend, you know what it guarantees you? That you won't win it. Right. Now, if you want to be the 1 out of 30 chance, cool. But when you look at it from the college standpoint, what am I even buying? I think that's part of the problem for the average fan out there. What am I even buying?
No, and I think this year's tournament kind of showed you that teams maxed out and said, okay, well, we're only going to go this far, and now you have the last four teams there. Yeah, they have that thing in common where they went out and spent wisely and got the right people in there.
Now Louisville is going to blow the lid off that with the reports. They're going to spend $10 million in the portal on their basketball team. You, Rico, you're going to see backups making $500,000?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Right. That's where it's going. And I don't agree with it, but it is what it is. My guess that, somebody who maybe 2 years ago would have been happy with $50,000, now they want $500,000.
There you go. Let's go to Bradley, and we'll put a wrap on this deal. Bradley, you get the last word, buddy.
Hey, guys. You know, I'm just laughing like with a kid like Trey Donaldson that just entered the portal a third time, and I'm just thinking he would have been better off just staying at Auburn to start. And it just goes to show you, I feel like 90% of these kids aren't bettering their situation. They're just restarting the wheel every single season again.
Bradley, I totally agree with you on that. I don't think, and it even goes like, I used to say this for recruiting. I don't think they do the homework of where they're going. They just see the paycheck and say, oh, this is great. You're going to pay me. And then you go to the next school and you're not that good. You're miserable. But you know what? At least every other Friday, I guess you're happy.
One last question. If this is going to be the new style that you're going to have to build an entire team with six new kids every year, would you rather have Nate Oates over Tom Izzo right now going forward?
Ask me again. I want to make sure I understand what you're asking me.
Because go ahead.
If this is going to be the new way of things, where if you're an Izzo, you're going to have to build an entire new roster of kids every year.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a guy like Nate Oates that understands the dirtiness of the landscape now and how you got to fight fire with fire in the sport?
Well, loaded question. Yeah. Because if I say Nate Oates, people are going to say I'm ripping Izzo, which I'm not.
Here, I'll say it for you. No, you do. Nate Oates is younger. Nate Oates has more passion, and Nate Oates realizes. Yeah.
But he's a scumbag.
And you know what? No, but Mike.
I know.
In this business.
Loaded question.
You need somebody with the essence of scumbaggery on them.
Damn it, Bradley.
Because.
Thank you, Brad.
A coach like Izzo, you know what everybody like him did? They left the game and they walked away. And that's not a shot at Tom. Nope. But these were all of Tom's peers all said, yeah, I don't like how this game goes, where other people embraced it and said, hey, Calvin Sampson said, all right, because it's not an age thing. It's do you want to embrace this thing? You got two coaches in the Final Four in their 60s and two coaches in their 30s. So it's not an age thing, people. It's do you want to embrace the new way things are
headline,
done?
Headline, Rico Beard rips Tom Izzo, says he'd have Nate Oates' baby. Film at 11. God, you're such a hater.
But I need a Snickers.
I'm great. Okay, David, let's get a few ticket techs. We will get to a football today at the top of the hour. We've still got to get to some Lions football. The NFL rules changes. I do think they've made a positive move for overtime so people can stop crying. Unfortunately, the tush push has not been banned.
Speaking of crying.
Again, snacks. Get them for him.
No.
The guy is upset.
No. Because I have one of Detroit's heroes backing me up. Dan Campbell agrees with me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I guess, you know what, David? Change the book you read on Sundays, apparently. Go ahead with the ticket text.
The book of Rico is what I need to read.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
Dan Campbell agree with me? Just saying.
I only listen when guys win playoff games.
Okay.
The book of Rico with a forward by Dan Campbell is what you're saying, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sorry. I must have missed all the Lombardi trophies raining from the sky.
Or just learn how to stop the play.
College basketball is dead.
Yeah.
Hard to really care about players that will only be on the team for a year, and hard to care about a program that has new faces each year. Tradition, culture, and rivalries are all gone.
But it's even more. It's worse in college football. Think about it. I'm amazed people still care. I'm amazed that people are funding NIL. It's amazing. There's no tax benefit. You get nothing. It's the end of Willy Wonka. You get nothing. Thank you. Goodbye. Like, that's it. The kid could have a bad fart and decide to transfer. Your money? Willy Wonka. You get nothing. Like, it makes no sense. Good day.
I would say something, but you've already slandered me all day.
So. You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
We had to sanitize. All right, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Because fans are the last loyal people. Fans are the only ones who sit there and have that badge of honor. I've been a fan since my granddad set me on his knee and we were watching the game.
Oh, God.
The last bastion of loyalty remains with fans. Mike, it's not with players. It ain't with coaches. Hell, it ain't even with cities. It's just the actual fans. Because other than that, everything else is up for auction. It's transitional.
You got an appointment in room 236.
So whether you're a city, hey, Oakland, how's that baseball team? Oh, wait, it's not there.
We got a vacuum salesman in room 638.
Coaches, hey, I'm going to go to Maryland. I'm going to Villanova. No, I'm going to stay at Maryland. Actually, I'm going to Villanova. And he's gone.
That's why I can't take any of it serious.
Right. But fandom, fans, the people are the last ones who still hold on to that loyalty, and they're standing there like, you know, it's like, you know, Duke and Duke. Turn those machines back on. I want the loyalty back. It's not going to happen.
Mortimer, your brother's not well. To hell with him.
That's not what he said.
I can't say what he said.
Hey, Mike and Rico, love the show. Yes, I am annoyed by the new transfer portal. It's difficult to follow a team as a fan. I don't know who's on my roster until the first game.
I do love Evan played me a clip during the break, and I'm not. Listen,
man. Oh, I saw it, yeah.
you know, Trey, after winning the Big Ten, oh, I bleed green, and it's the most important place to me. Cutscene. He's on the corner shaking his ass for a raise. I mean, you can't take any of this serious. Trey, you're not even a starter. I mean, I love the kid. I love his toughness, but what are we doing here?
What, like 24 hours ago, you're sitting there. Every Spartan fan was like, that's our guy. You're just, it's heartfelt. He's crying for the team. Tears dried. He entered the portal.
Please seize all assets of Duke and Duke. Rico, right. It's all fugazi. It's ridiculous.
Their seats will be auctioned off.
Thank you.
Turn those machines back on.
The NIL is the equivalent to Judas betraying Jesus.
Got
to
tell me the story. Again, you can't go Bible mode. You got to speak English.
Now we get to watch our college sports get crucified. Zero interest anymore.
10 seconds or less. Judas, good guy or bad guy? 248.
Bad guy. I'm going to say that's a little extreme right there.
Very much so.
That's very
extreme. Once again, is someone going to speak English?
Judas. Mike. Yes. Judas, one of the 12 disciples. One of Jesus' homeboys, okay, was at the Last Supper with him.
Okay.
Jesus knew he was going to betray him and basically was like, one of you people here are going to betray me and have me killed. Looking at you, Judas. Judas goes, gets 30 pieces of silver, kisses Jesus on the cheek. Jesus then gets arrested, and the whole crucifixion thing starts.
It sounds like Michigan football.
You know what? I can't do this. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I should have never read it. I should have never read it, Rico. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Sounds like a lot of things were going on.
That was your Judas story.
Okay.
Okay. And by the way, he then ended his own life when it was done.
There's your Easter edition.
Right. There's your Easter story. Collect those eggs.
It's just one rule. You guys can't start doing your Bible language and you leave Kenny and I behind.
That wasn't me. You know, it's not like that. Maybe, David, if they had these things on about every other corner where you could learn this stuff.
It's just, listen, I'm not.
In Detroit, two on every corner.
The vernacular is intimidating. That's all I'm saying. Why can't they write the Bible in just plain English?
Oh, you can find it.
Yeah, you can.
In real people language?
Yes.
Okay.
They have that version.
What's it called? Go ahead, insult me. What's that called? The Heathen's Bible?
No.
Hey, it's Bible for dummies.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, great. And it's probably a picture of like Kenny's pizza box, guy holding a pepperoni or something on there.
Wow.
What's it called? Normal Person's Bible?
Well, there's different versions. So I can go over it during the break. It's a lot of versions.
It's like 15, 20 different versions. But you can just kind of get a layman's version that is just in regular people's
language. Thank you. Why? I mean, even when I was in Sunday school as a kid, it's like, how do you expect children to understand this? It's not in English.
A lot of these and thous and a lot of things.
King James version.
And
it's like, yeah.
Too much. Just too much.
It's the King James, so you need the LeBron James
version. Why did he do that to Windhorst? Well, why did he? I mean, LeBron just right to Windhorst's skull.
You know, I guess he had a lot of grievances. It was Festivus to him. You know what? Okay. And Wimby, how about this? You've ticked me off as well. So
I got a lot of problems with you people, and you're going to hear about them.
You're just going to take Stephen A. Strays. So,
you know what?
But that's the story in a nutshell.
And I agree with David. I think the transfer portal is the Judas of sports.
It is. It's a little too far.
Okay. Well, a pastor said it, so I can say it. Who's ready to do a little football, shall we? A little football today?
Just off the rails.
You mean we're having a good time? A little effort, a little pace?
Somebody says the Heathen Bible.
Here, hold on. Let me slow the radio show down. That'll do it. 97.
Here's Kitty with the news.